Now, whether it's Dixieland or Bop, a small cafe or a high school hop, the horn most always heads the band and rides it strong. Now, take off, man.
Here's a guy who was one of the most influential guitarists of New Orleans. But he only made a couple of records under his own name. His name is Roy Montrell, and he was playing in Fats Domino's band when he passed away in the Netherlands in 1979. Back in the 50s, he made this record, which is anything but mellow. Even though it's called, every time I hear that mellow saxophone, Roy Montrell really ripping it and bopping it.
I want a mambo, mambo, do my number, hold my baby all this summer, every time I hear that mellow saxophone. I want to rip it, rock it, really bop it, flip it, bop it, Davy Crockett, every time I hear that mellow saxophone. I want to rock, rock, rock. Bop it, woo, Davy Crockett, every time I hear that mellow saxophone.
Montrell, featuring Lee Allen on the saxophone. Almost every time you hear a tenor saxophone on a New Orleans record, it's a pretty good chance that it was Lee Allen. The saxophone is a relatively young instrument, which combines the single reed mouthpiece with the fingering patterns of the oboe, but produces tonal qualities of neither. The saxophone was invented by a Belgian manufacturer named Adolf Sax. I wonder if his name was Moskowitz, if everyone would be playing the Moskophone.